You're listening to Unceded Airwaves by the Indigenous Collective at CITR 101.9 FM.
We haven't even been dangerous. Are we on the rise? You haven't even seen nothing yet. Turn it up. Where you're up.
We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous.
Us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous.
We are so indigenous, us. Fully beat is glorious, us. Grand entry is glorious, us. Drumming is victorious, us. No one can stop us, nah.
Unceded Airwaves is broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. All right, you heard today's show intro by JB the First Lady. That was Dangerous. My name is Lisa Gerbov, and you're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. Lisa Gerbov, Diwayu Lakwalams, Willowatgu, Prince Rupert, Diwil Menyapa Asu, Tsamix, Lahubi Diwil Zogu, Toyaxit Nusum Musqueam, Toyaxit Nusum Squamish, Dis Toyaxit Nusum Tsleil-Waututh, Unceded Airwaves Amuxum, Luam Godu, Will Get Goidik Sisum. So good morning. How is everyone doing today? My name is Lisa. I am Simshan. I am from Lakwalams, but I grew up in Prince Rupert. Thank you to Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh for taking care of this beautiful territory that we are broadcasting from today. You are listening to Season 2, Episode 21 of Unceded Airwaves, and I'm happy that everyone is here today. And to start off the show, maybe we'll get the Indigenous Collective to quickly introduce themselves. I'll start off with Nikita.
Yeah, okay. My name is Nikita Day. I'm Taltan from the Taltan Nation. I grew up mostly in Smithers, BC, which is on Wet'suwet'en territory, and now I'm a third-year student here at UBC.
Tonche, Carly, Dishnikan, Sean. Hello, my name is Carly. I am an Icelandic settler on my mother's side and Cree-Métis on my dad's side. My family is from Treaty 1 territory, the Red River Settlement in Manitoba, but I was born and raised on the unceded ancestral traditional territories of the Stalo people.
Wachi, Josh Kioki, Nina Chinahasan, Arawapskat Dinano. My name is Josh Kioki. I'm originally from Arawapskat. I'm working on being able to more fully describe myself in Cree, but I'm
you're doing good.
I'm learning as I go.
Yeah, that's what we're all doing.
So, but you know, that's where I'm at.
That was the third time that I've done my intro in Somalic in the last week, and I feel like it's getting a little bit more flow.
It's coming along pretty well.
The practice is what's making it happen. But right now we are at Season 2, Episode 21, and last Wednesday, March 8th, was International Women's Day, and so we're honoring women on today's episode by playing all Indigenous female artists, and we're starting off after we play a song, we're actually going to start off with a discussion about Richard Wagmies, an Indigenous author. Carly and I are going to be chatting about that in a little bit here. We're also going to be talking about a few other current events that are happening in the news right now. But one current event that's happening around the station here is we currently have Fun Drive happening at CITR, and that's where the radio station fundraises for the sake of fundraising and keeping programs like ours on the air. So get out, support your independent radio station, CITR, and more specifically, support independent Indigenous radio and support our radio collective. So CITR is a registered nonprofit, and that means that if you make a donation, you can get tax receipts. Although, if you're a student, I don't really see how that's really going to benefit your taxes all that much. I mean, if you're in a higher tax bracket, then yes. But you can definitely make a donation, even if you donate as much as the price of a cup of coffee. That helps us. Our show goal is $300, and so we are going to be fundraising $300 before the end of the week. So yeah, a coffee amount donation would be very helpful. But we are accountable to listeners and our local community. No one tells us what to play or what to cover. We decide on our own. So we have that right to decide what topics to cover, which is great. I mean, I haven't worked at many radio stations that have allowed that type of freedom. I mean, it's kind of a rare thing.
Unreserved content, you might say, on this indigenous show. No reservations.
Were you just waiting for that?
No, I really don't like the obvious wordplay. It's not my favorite. Anyway, you were saying?
Wouldn't it be great if someone donated every time you made an obvious wordplay on the show?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to beat that person, though. I also don't know that, I don't know, I think that our viewership would decline, our listenership.
Our listenership?
Yeah.
Well, I think what we do offer is some pretty good programming. On the whole, wordplay included.
Even you could say sometimes it's a little unsettling.
Oh, my God.
I'm out.
I'm too tired for this right now.
That was it. That's as far as we go. Today.
Yeah. So hopefully,
yeah, show's over.
Hopefully the lines are going to be lighting up here in a second. So please make a donation to CITR's fund drive. And when you make a donation, specifically say that you want to donate to Unceded Airwaves to keep this quality independent Indigenous radio show on the air. The phone number to call is 604-822-8648. And we'll be repeating that number again in the show. That's 604-822-8648 if you want to make a donation to our fund drive campaign. And if you can make a donation more specifically to our radio show. So with that, I think we should maybe just do our show intro.
Yeah, so who are these people? You may be wondering if you just tuned in, although you probably didn't just tune in randomly, but you probably know who we are. However, I'm going to tell you anyways, we are the Indigenous Radio Collective. Every week we discuss Indigenous issues, current events, and entertainment. We're a collective of Indigenous and non-Indigenous students, and we try to use our weekly airtime for our own self-representation.
So our goal here is that we kind of strive to center Indigenous voices on our show and to build narratives that empower Indigenous people. Self-representation in the media is something that Indigenous people don't often have access to. It's not something we see very often.
The show gives us the opportunity to share and define who we are as Indigenous people. Our cultures are incredibly diverse, and the nuances of our diversity are not always represented in mainstream broadcast media.
Yeah, it can be difficult to find positive Indigenous role models in popular media. So this show kind of offers an opportunity to highlight some of these awesome, influential Indigenous people.
So if you can relate to the goals of the show, or you're just wanting to know more about Indigenous representation, what those goals are, and you're wondering how to get involved, please reach out. You can always reach us on our social media, Facebook, Twitter. If you have a voice and for decolonization, as I apparently don't have yet today, maybe it's time for another coffee, then we would love to hear from you.
I second the coffee notion.
Yeah, definitely. So you can follow Unceded Airwaves on Facebook and Twitter. And if you're aware of any like awesome Indigenous artists, feel free to send us a tweet using the hashtag Unceded Music. Or you can send us a Facebook message at Unceded Airwaves, and we will do our best to get it on the air. And if we play a song that you send us, we will give you a shout out.
We're always looking to hear from our listeners about what you're up to, so please let us know of any Indigenous artists that you're into right now and what events you're attending or promoting. As always, we'll post a link to the podcast of this episode after the show. We'll have our weekly Unceded Events listing to share a little later in the show. We've got some good stuff coming.
Shout-outs to those occupying their territories, Maddie Lee, the Gixxai Nation, and Unistoten, the Wet'suwet'en peoples. To those occupying Lilu Island from the Gwit'gwil... Oh, gosh.
Gitwilgiats
tribe in the Tsimshian territory. Thank you. The Tsilkoten Nation, who are currently battling in the legal sense, Taseko Mines processes. And also those standing up to protect the Peel River watershed.
And that Supreme Court of Canada hearing is happening on March 22nd. So maybe we'll have to talk about that again on next week's show when it gets closer to the date. So with that, I think we should maybe start off with our second Indigenous artist, female Indigenous artist. We started off with JB, the First Lady, off the top of the hour. And next up, who do we have, Nikita?
We have Rhea Zaragoza. Yeah, and this is In the River. It's a protest song.
Perfect.
So let's listen to that.
Some hope. sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together. And we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. You've gotta have a soul. Mother Earth protects us all. If you treat her with disrespect, then what message have you left for your children and their home? In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. How can you take and not appreciate the soil? Don't let this black snake contaminate our drinking water. This is for our sons and daughters. Our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together. And we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away.
Sounds it. da 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 oh 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 la 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 la.
You heard Niska Napoleon with DJing Kyoki with the song And She Goes. That was Niska Napoleon with DJing Kyoki. That song was And She Goes. And before that, you heard In the River, a protest song by Ray Zaragoza. I'm Lisa Gerbov, and you're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. And just a reminder that we are doing our Fun Drive episode, and we are taking donations. You can call us, and this year's theme is Shape Your Media. So if you would like to support this show, and if you support the goals of the show, you can make a donation by calling 604-822-8648. And you can help us keep doing what we're doing on the air. So next up, Carly Baker, you brought this up on Twitter. I think I saw this on Twitter. You're probably the first person I saw who posted about this. Richard Wagamies.
Yeah, it's weird how you hear about these things through social media these days. But on Saturday, March 11th, this last Saturday, Richard Wagamies, who is an Ojibwe from the Wabasingmung First Nation in northwestern Ontario, passed away. He was 61 years old.
And he's an author that has penned a few books, 13 books, actually. Which one have you read?
I've read a couple. Indian Horse was his most recent. It's about the experience of intergenerational trauma and the character of Saul, Indian Horse, a boy who finds release through his passion for hockey. When I found this great quote when speaking with CBC's Carol Off about the intergenerational effects of residential schools, Wagamies said, "The nature of their experience, their common experience in residential schools, really robbed them of their tribal and cultural ability to be nurturing and to be loving parents. They'd suffered the scrapes and woundings of their souls and their spirits that was not readily healable." And when we were born as children, Wagamies identified himself as a second generation residential school survivor. He says, "We were subjected to the neglect and the pain that generation had suffered. So intergenerationally, residential schools infiltrated my generation in my family. And that's true across the country."
And so Richard Wagamies wrote predominantly through fiction, is that correct?
Yes. He had a memoir. He's written a memoir as well.
Okay.
That I'm sorry, the title escapes me right now, but I do recommend it. We sold, I worked at Book Warehouse Main Street a few years ago, and we sold a lot of Wagamies. My favorite is Ragged Company. It's one of his earlier works, a story about four chronically homeless characters. They take refuge in a movie theater one night during a snowstorm, and they just fall in love with this world. They decide, even after the weather sort of clears up, that they want to keep going to the cinema. And on one of these trips, they meet Granite, who is a jaded and lonely journalist who's turned his back on writing the same story over and over again in favor of the escapist qualities of film. Now, no spoilers, but I'll just say that the contents of a discarded cigarette package changes everything for this crew.
Oh, so you left us with a hook.
That's right.
We got to check out the book.
You've got to read the book.
And so, yeah, Wagamies, I heard an interview with Sheila Rogers on CBC, and it sounds like he was like a very interesting person and came to writing. Well, I think he was a writer throughout his entire life, but took it very seriously later on in his life.
Yeah, it was the things you see on social media. It was funny. There was a comment by someone that it is a great loss to lose Wagamese, obviously. But someone said he was just hitting his stride, and mm-hmm. I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like he's produced a strong body of work,
yeah.
13 novels, and there's maybe sometimes the idea that something that's written in an earlier stage of someone's career might be a little bit more rough. It's actually one of the reasons why I like Ragged Company. I feel like he's got a really strong body of work that he leaves behind for us, and it's a big loss.
Well, thank you so much. Anything else that we should add before we move on to another song?
Yeah, I wanted to include this. This is something that just wanted to share with listeners. You may have heard this as well. I was reading through this yesterday as I was preparing to sit on a panel at the Growing Room Literary Festival about accountability and literary gatekeepers. So I'll just share this with you. Wagamese is an Ojibwe word. By itself, the word doesn't mean anything. But when the treaty commissioners arrived in northwestern Ontario in the late 1800s to sign Ojibwe people onto the treaty, they couldn't pronounce a lot of the names. So Wagamese is part of a longer phrase, which means man walking by the crooked water. And the name is Wagamese's great-great-grandfather's. And the crooked water refers to the Winnipeg River, which meanders from Lake of the Woods in northwestern Ontario to Lake Winnipeg in Manitoba. But since the treaty commissioners couldn't pronounce the whole phrase, they just wrote down Wagamese in the register. So I'm preparing for this panel on literary gatekeepers, and I'm just thinking about colonial gatekeeping and the assimilating effect of renaming a person or thousands of people, especially people whose names are tied directly to the land.
Excellent. And with that, I think we're gonna play a song here. This is a song that we've played before on the show. This is Sila and Rise with Atasuk One.
Thank you. most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
In every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, where we bring you the Community Living Show. A full hour is produced by the disabled community, showcasing for BC self-advocates with lots of interesting and fun content, including some interviews from special guests with special needs. Join hosts Michael, Kelly, and friends every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at citr.ca. Because you've got a friend in community living and CITR. And I got them too.
There isn't anything that wouldn't. Welcome back to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Earlier in the show, you heard A Tausik One from Sela and Rise's debut album. You also heard Future Street from Martha Redbone's album Skin Talk, and New Woman Song from Chris Dirksen featuring Jennifer Kreisberg from Orchestral Powwow. Apologies for a little earlier, DJane, who brought us the song And She Goes. DJane Koki was mistakenly referred to as DJane Kiyoki.
Which that's is not actually, your relative?
No, but so to prevent mistakes like that in the future, please donate. We're currently doing our fund drive, and you could donate to us to CITR to keep the show on the road, as it were.
The more that you pledge, I don't know if you pledge more, will we make more mistakes or will we make less mistakes? I feel like we'll have more of a safeguard if we have more donations.
We won't talk about it as much.
Okay,
that's for sure.
The number to call is 604-822-8648, and we are trying to raise $300, and it looks like the show before us, Breakfast with the Browns, raised $803.80, so that's pretty awesome. So far, I don't know if we have any donations, so if you could please send us a donation, that would be awesome.
At least match their $3.80, you know. I'm really wondering who chipped in the 80 cents there. That's my question.
Someone came by and was just like, boom, just dropped it. They were like, I'm going to go buy a coffee. But then I thought twice and decided to donate to Breakfast with the Browns.
$3.80 is about the change for a coffee from a five. So
yeah.
Maybe that's, so come on down if you're in the nest and give us your change. Anyway, we're playing all music from Indigenous Women Today. So you've been hearing a lot of that. Up next, we've got some Samantha Crane. Is that right?
Yep, Santa Fe by Samantha Crane.
I love this one.
Let's listen to it then.
Like someone famous died. I finally found our common ground. Eyes of rain was coming down. All your paintings, black and mouse, they didn't make a sound.
makes it hard at night, and I can't find a way to make it right. So I'm heading back to Santa Fe. I look back, then look away, away that the blue sky fades, feels like I'm running away. Babe, I know you see just how hard it is for me to unpack my clothes and shoes and stay right here with you. I don't know how to.
You heard Samantha Crane with Santa Fe on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. And we wanted to acknowledge that just last week there was a fuel spill at a BC fish farm that happened up near Port Hardy. The news came out last week, and this was brought to our attention from Indigenous Collective member Matt Andrietta. We found this in the news. There's quite a few articles that were dated for March 6th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, but we haven't found anything current as of this week, which I think is pretty surprising, especially considering that there's a fuel spill where they say about 600 liters of biodiesel spilled into the ocean. And if you look at photos on the news sites, it's not contained. Well, at least it wasn't contained as of last week. I don't know what the status is of it right now. So, I don't know. Does anyone else find that odd?
I feel like the only updates on environmental disasters only seem to gain traction when they're enormous. Like even the Gulf of Mexico BP oil spill. Like that's what I'm thinking of now. Like set the world ablaze when that happened, and then it just became less newsworthy. But That's the effects of that. The ramifications of that disaster are still affecting ecosystems, I'm sure, but you just don't hear about it. It becomes less newsworthy, whenever something else comes along, even though it's still affecting the environment. So,
people today, and also in the Heiltsuk territory, when the Nathan E. Stewart ran aground, that went on for over a month, with the tugboat submerged under the water, leaking diesel as well. And that one has still been affecting communities today. But I'm just surprised that this one is still so recent. And it seems like when it first happened, it was like the sensational story, like, oh, we need to report about this. But then no one took the opportunity to follow up to see, you know, maybe how the cleanup was going, if there was cleanup happening. I don't know. So we're acknowledging it here on the show today. We can post a link to this on our Facebook page at Unceded Airwaves and a link on our Twitter page as well at Unceded Airwaves for you to check out the story for yourself. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can also post those on our Facebook page. But coming up, we have a song from your childhood, Josh.
Oh, yeah. I feel like my childhood was defined by several things, and one of them was Susan Aglukkaq. So we're going to hear Inanaho, which this is maybe the thousandth time I've heard it.
This is a staple of your childhood?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited now.
It's
yeah. On Friday, March 17th, come out to the Polish Community Center to join CITR and Discorder in celebrating our community's generosity and hard work with the Fun Drive finale.
Featuring one-off, never-heard-before performances by Tim the Mute, Hick, Puzzlehead, Ashley Shadow, Swim Team, and Missy D and Lady Jams.
Can't make it out? The night will be live broadcast at 101.9 FM and at CITR.ca. And for the first time ever, it will be streaming live on video.
There will also be a very special publication featuring poetry and visual art from the performers, free with entry.
Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door, with all proceeds going towards CITR's fund drive. I'm a grown woman and that's what's up.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
You heard Susan Aglukark with Hina Naho from her album This Child, released in 1995, just in time to make my childhood way better, because we heard that a lot growing up. So it was pretty great.
I would have guessed the 80s.
Wait, what?
I would have guessed that that song came out in the 80s.
Okay.
It seemed it had that 80s vibe.
It was very cheerful. I'll give you that.
It reminded me of like workout music, like, you know, that whole era.
Sure.
That was it. We were all cheerful, and that's all we ever did in the 80s was workout. I was like eight, but I can. That's what you did at eight in the 80s.
So we have... up next, our unseated events listings. And coming up on March 25th, we're really excited about this, the third annual powwow at UBC. Josh, do you want to take an attempt at pronouncing that?
I'm not even sure where I'm supposed to be reading it from, which could be difficult. Okay, so Nehio Pascua. Nehio Pascua to Samoan.
Thank you.
Powwow at UBC.
Thank you.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, we will work on that. We should definitely work on it before the event because we're actually going to be broadcasting live from that.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to do a live broadcast from the powwow at UBC, which is going to be hosted at the War Memorial Gym. This is put on by the First Nations Studies Student Association. It's a free event. It's an open invitation. And so that's coming up March 25th from noon till 7 p.m. Entry, not free, by donation, although no one will be turned away. So make sure that you come out for that. We have another event listing coming up from the Native Education College.
Yeah, Native Education College is hosting a creative workshop on Wednesday, March 15th. This will be a smaller group gathering and a chance to talk about process, create, and possibly share some material. A few details about this event are still in the works, but we'll let you know on our Facebook and Twitter pages as soon as we know what's up. NEC is located at 235 East 5th Avenue on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples.
Excellent. And we also have coming up next week, we're doing kind of like an open house style show where we're going to be kind of partnering with Decolonizing Water. And so we're going to be doing we're going to be opening up the doors here at the station, and we're going to be broadcasting from the lobby of CITR in the lower level of the Nest. And we're going to be talking about water, which is the topic that we're all very concerned about, especially with a lot of resource extractive industries that are happening across this region and beyond. So that is going to be happening next week. So make sure you tune into the show. We're going to be on the air from 11 a.m. until noon. And we also, last Friday, we recorded an open lecture that was also done by Decolonizing Water. It was We Have Stories, Women in Fish. And Josh Kiyoki, you recorded that. And Nikita, you're going to be making that into a podcast.
Yes, I will be. I'm very excited.
And so that's going to be, we're going to be playing that a little bit later on in the season, hopefully in either April or May. So make sure that you stay tuned for that. You can find all the details when they become available on our Facebook page and on our Twitter pages at Unceded Airwaves. I think that's all that we have time for on the show today. So I just wanted to thank everyone for coming on. You heard from Carly Baker, Josh Kiyoki, and Nikita Day. My name is Lisa Gerbov, and you're listening to Unceded Airwaves. I think we have a song to take us out. I don't know if we'll have time for the whole thing, but Tanya Tagak, what song is this, Nikita?
This is Retribution.
Excellent. And before we let you go, make sure that you call into the station and donate to our fund drive and pledge Unceded Airwaves, because we're trying to reach that $300 goal. You can support Indigenous radio and support radio programs like Unceded Airwaves by calling 604-822-8648. You can also find that information on our Facebook page. And we also have a Facebook live stream going right now. You can check out how we produce our show by going there and checking that out. So thanks, everyone. And we're going to hear from Tanya Tagak now.
Our mother grows angry. Retribution will be swift. We squander her soil and suck out her sweet black blood to burn it. We turn money into God and salivate over opportunities to crumple and crinkle our souls for that paper, that gold. Money has spent us.
dark rooms, bright screens, empty tombs. Left investing our time in hollow philosophies to placate the fear of our bodies returning back into our mother. Demand awakening from the path we have taken as we watch it. Ignite, stand upright, and conduct yourself like lightning because the retribution will be swift.
No, we didn't.